thinking of historians or scholars that might in some future time be interested deeply in this part of the Supreme Court process and its and what inhibits it. Would you care to go into the mechanics of Supreme Court decision making as distinguished, let's say, from city council, where one fellow's on a trip or a vacation and they take the vote and it's 5-1 with two or three missing votes? You don't do that on the Supreme Court, do you? Because each
you're obliged to vote. You may not abstain from an opinion. You can disqualify yourself for whatever reason there may be. Say, I shouldn't hear that case because I was the trial judge down below before I came on the court, or something. You can disqualify. But if there is a case that you have sat on and heard, and then an opinion is circulating around the conference table, or even what turns out to be a dissent is circulating, you can't say, well, I guess I won't sign this one. I abstain from it. You have to participate. If you sat and heard the case and had not previously disqualified yourself or recused yourself for some good reason,